The United States and Mexico have reached a preliminary deal to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. As Becca Schimmel reports, the emerging agreement has big implications for agriculture and automakers in the Ohio Valley.
President Trump has played up his tentative agreement with Mexico's president, but NAFTA partner Canada has only recently been included in the weeks of negotiations. At an automotive conference in Lexington, Kentucky earlier this month, auto industry representatives stressed the importance of trade with Canada and Mexico.
Did you know that Canada is Kentucky's number one customer and that 112,600 jobs in Kentucky depend on trade and investment with Canada?
That's Ann Wilson, Federal Government Relations Representative for Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association. In a statement, the group supported the progress being made on renegotiating NAFTA, but said Canada should be in the agreement. The Trump administration's preliminary deal includes a cap of Mexican motor vehicle parts exported into the U.S. Wilson says higher prices caused by global uncertainty could have a negative impact on employment and economic output.
The auto sector has built its prosperity on the basis of cross-border trade.
Ohio Valley pork producers say it's too early to know how everything will work out, but they're glad to see their biggest export market coming to a preliminary deal on the trade agreement. Jim Monroe is the Senior Communications Director for the National Pork Producers Council. He says one of their priorities is resuming zero tariff access to the Mexican market.
U.S. pork is highly dependent on exports. We're a farm sector that is in expansion mode. We have significant demand for our product around the world.
Monroe says all of the pork producers' growth is going to come from exports. He says it's good to see the progress on a trade deal, but the uncertainty doesn't help. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.